Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast. Time for the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast.
Welcome, my peeps, to the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast. And we have so much going on in the world of sports. You guys see what's going on in these NBA playoffs. This has truly been like that old commercial, that Folgers commercial. Good to the last drop. The storylines have been insane. Brooklyn can be in trouble. But we will address all of that later this week, because we will have Jalen Rose on later this week. But right now, our bread and butter is the NFL. So since we have so much going on with the NBA, what I'm going to do, and I'll call it a quick slant, I'm going to give you a quick slant on the NFL in the MIP report today. We'll just hit the NFL, and then later on this week with Jalen Rose, we'll climb all up in the NBA. But our bread is butter with the NFL. And let's start with this MIP report. Aaron Rodgers, the biggest story of the offseason, just got more juicy. We must discuss. Le'Veon Bell, you're ringing the bell again towards Andy Reid. Zeke Elliott, everybody wants to know what's going on with Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott says Zeke Elliott is in the best shape of his life. And Julio Jones. This reminds me, how can you ever trade the greatest gift that God has given to the wide receiver position? But they did, to Tennessee. The MIP report, we must discuss. Now you guys know what time it is. Story number one. This blows my mind, people. Because we talked about this all the time. This thing that's going on between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers obviously has gotten personal. And now the latest is Packers president Mark Murphy quoted the late, great Ted Thompson and saying Aaron Rodgers is a complicated fellow. I put my thoughts on this. All five eyes, all three in my name and the two in my head. I tried to look at it real good and real hard. And I found no good reason to make this statement at this time. And let's break down this, because we're in the communication business. I'm in the communication business. I know how this works. I know it's sometimes not just what I say. It's a lot of time how I say it. And you have to craft things carefully. And if you can craft them, if you're smart enough, and I'm sure Mark Murphy is smart enough, you can craft them to get all points across. Like, he made sure he raised up Ted Thompson before he said it. He said, hey, you know, Ted was a great general manager, the late great. Late great. Raised him up. So he's lifting him up, saying, I believe in everything he said. He wouldn't have accentuated how great he is before he gave you the statement. He was telling you he believes what he says. That's why I'm sharing it, because he was a great man. And he even said, even that great man, that's how it is. That's even that great man called Aaron Rodgers complicated. When I heard it, I said, there's so many places. You could have said, you know, as Ted Thompson said a long time ago, you know, this is a, Aaron Rodgers is a special guy. Could use the word special, and special can incorporate complicated. Because you said, man, he's special, and then let us assume and let somebody go back and dig back up what Ted said and say, oh, did he mean he was complicated? Leave, but you just took all of that away and said that. I don't see any way how this could help that situation. I just don't see it. You know, if Aaron Rodgers is a complicated guy, you know, Aaron Rodgers is the kind of guy that wants to make sure you are either with him or he sees you as against him. You definitely can put Mark Murphy right in there with that whole group that he wants gone, especially now. And maybe that's it. And maybe right here, Mark is just fighting. He's fighting. It may be his toss of his resume out to other teams, saying it's not me. It's just that complicated guy. I can do great things with a team. I just need a team without that complicated guy. Maybe he's throwing out his resume. I don't know, because I can't see. I know you have to be smarter than this. You yourself is saying he's a complicated guy. You know this is going to be an issue with that complicated guy. I want to say this too, because my guy Sean and I, we talked about it, and as I've been dealing through this, the one thing that bothers me more than anything about this whole Aaron Rodgers situation is the handling of that young man, Jordan Love. And I'm not talking about how Aaron Rodgers is handling Jordan Love. I'm talking about how the media and everything is going on around and swirling around this kid. This is a young quarterback still trying to learn to play the game. But now the media, who loves to, you know, put out there the problems and the issues and is stirring it up, and their attempt to talk about Green Bay, and our attempt, I should say, to talk about Green Bay and how crazy they are to have this quarterback unhappy, we throw Jordan Love in. Well, the first thing, you drafted Jordan Love. You drive to this replacement. And then in order to make the story more juicy, we go to like, and boy, he's clearly not ready to play. All the reports are he's clearly not ready to play. You know, as if, what the hell is this kid? He can't play ball. We were saying the same things about Patrick Mahomes early on. You know, you see some things, but he's clearly not ready. That's why they had Alex Smith in there. But look at what Patrick Mahomes is. The psyche of a quarterback is so fragile. It's hard to make it to where you're comfortable playing in the NFL and have the confidence to believe that you can get it done without this kind of attack towards a young man who's just trying to build a career, who didn't ask for any of this. He didn't ask for it. He just wants to build an NFL career, and we're using him to further get on the Green Bay Packers. You guys are going through this with Aaron Rodgers, and you drafted this kid, and he can't even play. You know, we broke down this man's first practice without Aaron Rodgers. I heard people on the radio and TV talking about, well, he had 14 throws, and he wasn't very accurate. I'm like, are you joking? This is in May, late May and early June. What are we talking about? We're measuring this and we're throwing this dude under the bus, man, trying to kill him so we can kill the Packers for making these bad decisions that they have made. I find that asinine and crazy, man. That's the part I do not like. I do not like it one bit. And I wish somehow we would give this kid a chance at whatever kind of career he can have. But the Green Bay Packers, the biggest story of the offseason, after Aaron Rodgers did not show up for any camps, that story just keeps going deeper and deeper. With Mark Murphy saying he's a complicated fellow. Mark, you should have said he's a special fellow. He's a special fellow. He's a special fella, and this is a complicated situation. You could address any kind of dress on that pig that you wanted to make it look better, but you left it a pig, and it's going to be ugly. And Aaron will remember that, because that is how Aaron lives. Remember, Mark, they say be careful what you asked for because you just may get it. And you said it. He's a complicated fella. And you just made this situation more complicated. He will show you that real soon. Speaking of complications, let's break off into this. And I want to be careful at how I talk about this story number two. Le'Veon Bell calling out Andy Reid, saying, I will not play, I will retire before playing for Andy Reid again. I thought about it, I said, wow, you know, a talent like that, a gifted Andy Reid and play calling man, and what he could do with talent around him. I was like, wow, why would you go after Andy Reid? And then my focus went to Le'Veon Bell. And I said, man, get this, because I hurt for it. And I was a part of it. Le'Veon Bell is reaching that place now where I watched T.O. get to, where we've seen Rondo get to, where you said these are some supremely talented people. Supremely talented. I mean gifted. But somehow, some way, can never lock in and stay on a team. And whenever the situation doesn't work out, you know, it's something out there about why it didn't work out. I thought it was interesting to see Tyrann Mathieu, I guess he quoted somebody or put it out there that, you know, I'm surprised that some of these guys, these are the kind of guys that it's always everybody's fault. It's not theirs. And he was talking about, I'm glad I'm not that kind of guy. But Le'Veon Bell is hitting that status, man. I mean, he had a great thing going in Pittsburgh. Okay, it didn't work. He got out of there and he made some comments leaving there. Then you latch on to a team that's on its way to a Super Bowl. You get to go to the Super Bowl. And then you leave there and you got things to say about the team. And I don't know now why any other team would say, okay, let's come in, let's bring you in. Because they would have wanted, they would be sitting there saying, whoa. And Reid and the Chiefs gave him an opportunity. And look how he's spitting on them right now. Why should we put ourselves in that situation with the older running back when you got young studs coming out of college every day, all day? At some point, you have to realize that there's less road in front of you than the road behind you. And the power you thought you once had, you don't have anymore. It'd be surprising to see if another team signs Le'Veon Bell. And I'm not saying they won't, and I hope they do. But it will be surprising. Because you got to imagine, if it's not a team that's building, because they'll be like, hey, we can't have that in our locker room. It didn't work well with the Jets. You know, and that's common. So that's for situations leaving the Jets. And if it's a team that's on the verge or just about maybe possibly winning a championship and just need that running back, they're going to have to think, oh, my God, do we do this? Do we go this route? Because if we do, and he does come in and play well and we do go and win, now does he try to hold us hostage in some kind of way? It's just a lot of discussions that have to go on before you bring in a Le'Veon Bell. And a lot of the discussions won't be about his physical skill set to play the game of football. It'll be about all the other stuff that goes on around him. Because when I watched T.O., and when I watched T.O. leave Philadelphia after leaving San Francisco, when he came to Dallas, I was one of the guys that stood on the desk. Jerry, we got to go get him. We got to go get him. You got to go get him, Jerry. He's one of the most talented guys we've ever seen in the National Football League. And it hurt me when it did not work out. It hurt me when it did not work out because I certainly was convincing Jerry And I said to Jerry, and when we go get him, let's not go and get him and underscore him. Let's not try to give him a small contract. Give a man what he's worth so we don't have those issues that they were having over there. And Jerry gave him a nice deal. And somehow situations happened in Dallas and that didn't work out. I just hope. I hope and pray Le'Veon gets another shot. I really do. And I hope and pray that he learns from this. I know he's trying to backtrack now and say, oh, you know, I wish he wouldn't have said it, but he stands by what he said. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's not learning. If you wish you wouldn't have said it, just I wish I would not have said it. But I stand by what I said. That's going to be the defiance in the issue moving forward. People just, it's okay to be contrite. It's because I shouldn't have said that. I got emotional. I shouldn't have said that. And just leave it at that. You don't have to try to be that last Tupac, but I stand by what I said. Because then now the team, they all just say, you know what? We stand by what we say. And for you, buddy, we just don't see it anymore. That's all I'm saying. I hope it all works out for Le'Veon Bell. But I just don't know if he'll get another shot in the National Football League to run a football. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Speaking of running a football, I just did the softball game with them. My story number three on the MIP report. Ezekiel Elliott looks great. Dak Prescott said today that he thinks Ezekiel Elliott is in the best shape of his life. And let me tell you something now. If you get Zeke producing like Zeke produces, and let me give you those numbers now. Zeke in his first year, he had 1,631 yards. Then you guys remember he had a little issue that second year. They gave him a few game hiatus. We call that a suspension. He had 983 yards, 9 touchdowns. That first season, he had 16 TDs total, 15 rushing and one receiving. The third season, 1,434 yards, 6 TDs, 3 receiving, 9 total. And 1,357 yards. And this season here is we're in Dallas. It was right after he got his money. Everybody starts saying, oh, Zeke ain't the same. Zeke ain't the same. I said, what are you guys talking about? Zeke ran for 1,357 yards, 12 rushing TDs, 14 total TDs. And you were talking about something was wrong with Zeke. Like, are you joking? Like, stop it. The only thing was wrong was he had gotten a lot of money. And it was okay when you had him on the cheap and he was rushing for what he was doing. But when he got a lot of money, now 1,357 yards, 12 touchdowns, 14 total wasn't enough. I was like, stop it. Just stop it. And last year, only 979 yards. Everybody kind of got on him. Not even thinking, not imagine. There was no offensive line. There was not even a resemblance of that offensive line that he had previously been working with on the football field last year. And I don't know if we'll ever see that dominant offensive line that he was working with previously, like in 2016 and 2017 and 2018 and even 19. That was a dominant offensive line. But I do think he'll get back to these numbers. And let me tell you why. You dominate with the dominating offensive line. I know, because we did that. We did that. Ran the ball down your throat. We did that. And the Dallas Cowboys did that for those early years in Zeke's career. But you remember what they dealt with all the time. It was always a stacked box. Everybody stacked box. We got 8-9 people in the box, right there in the box, trying to stop the run. And Zeke, that offensive line was so great, they made things happen in the midst of that stacked box. So how? If the offensive line is not as great, Michael, and I will admit that, they're getting a little older. I can't even trust, even though I know I love them to death, Tyron Smith and all those guys to stay healthy. You know what I mean? But those are beast guys, and I tell those boys we need them. How is he going to get back to those numbers if those guys aren't ever going to be as dominant as they were before? Let me tell you how. They had that stacked box all those years, and Zeke was getting it. Now they won't have that stacked box because with Dak getting $43 million to play football this year, they got to get some use out of that money. That ball's going to be in the air. With these three receivers that they have right now on the end in Gallup, Cooper, and CeeDee Lamb, you're going to run some nickels and dimes trying to stop this passing game with Dak Prescott and those receivers. Now, the offensive line isn't as great as it used to be, but the box isn't as stacked as it used to be either. And a slimmer, quicker, ready to pounce Zeke is going to be running downhill on DBs instead of stacked defensive linemen. And I'm telling you right now, watch how this game opens up. And watch to see Zeke coming downhill and punishing those DBs. Are going to be something beautiful to watch. I was with them at that baseball, at the little softball game, charity softball game, man, and just talking with them and being around them, you can see it's a different spirit. It really is a different spirit, and he's uplifted and he's ready to go this season. I'm predicting hit one of his best seasons. I'm talking about. Like he had in that rookie year when he had 1,631 yards, when he rushed for 15 TDs. If Zeke can get over 1,500 yards rushing, about 15 TDs rushing, and whatever he gets receiving, if Zeke hits those numbers, the Cowboys will have a real good chance to go deep into the playoffs with Zeke putting up those type of numbers. So Dak telling you he's in the best shape of his life, you better take that and mean that means something. He's in the best shape of his life. And I can't wait to watch this. He looks so fine. So maybe that means, Cowboy fan, we can end up in so fine. Zeke looks so fine, the Cowboys may end up in so fine. I can't go without talking about this because I haven't had a chance to really discuss much on it. But Julio Jones, the last story of the MIP report, Julio Jones getting traded. And I was looking at this the other day, you know, A.J. Brown was so happy, you know, and he wears the number 11 to honor Julio Jones. Let me tell you what makes Julio so cool too, man, and great. A.J. capitulated. He said, hey, man, you the GOAT? I'll give you this number 11. Julio said, no, you keep that, buddy. We're doing something new. And let him keep the number. I thought that said a great deal on both sides. On both sides. Because here is the young dog who's taking off. He's the star wide receiver. He brings in the older guy. And he capitulates the position. No. Hey, you the GOAT, I'll follow you. Not only capitulate the position here, you the GOAT, you can take my jersey and offer the jersey. Nobody can come between that. Nobody can come between that. That means this is about to be a beast duo. These two big, well, almost cursed. These two big motherfuckers coming at you. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? These two dudes What do you do? What do you do? Do you try to cover to this? That means you got to put somebody up to bump and run Julio Jones and A.J. Brown. You got to have somebody in front of them bumping and run. That, and if you're going to do that with the speed they have, you got to cover to it. That means you got to have the safeties playing the hash. So do the math now. That's two corners to bump the receivers and two safeties playing the hash. That's four people. You only got 11 people on the damn field. You got seven left, and you got that motor Derrick Henry coming downhill. What seven men can stop him? This is what I'm telling you. This is insane. Oh, my God. This, I will say, is what they needed to get them possibly over the Kansas City Chiefs hump. This is it. They just gave it to you. They just gave it to you. I guarantee you, Julio Jones, because all the teams in the AFC are jockeying for position to see who can get in the best position to take the position that the Kansas City Chiefs have. And Julio Jones just raised the Tennessee Titans level to possibly being that team. Yes, he's that good. And yes, with this combination of big, oh my God, fast, oh my God, strong men. Are you joking? Are you joking? The only way Tennessee can't get it done is if Ryan Tannehill can't get it done. Because, boy, the weapons he has right now, he has everything he needs to go and say, Patrick Mahomes, I'm ready for you now. Jalen Rose coming up, and we will all NBA it later this week.
Thanks for downloading the MIP. Check out new episodes of the Michael Irvin Podcast every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com. Today. That's Geico.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now, let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink. We play games. We have the song of the week. We have the creative curse word of the week. As long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week, I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
What's better than courtside seats? Free sports on Pluto TV. Hey, sports fans, get all your sports free on Pluto TV. Pluto TV is your home for sports. Watch 24/7 channels of MLB, MLS, MMA, sports news and analysis, plus documentaries, TV shows, and movies, all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts, ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.